This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Matt Olson, deep right center, keep going. It's gone. 2-0 Atlanta.
You get to a 3-2 count, you're facing Joe Ryan with confidence. You can feel that a strike is coming, especially following the walk, so you can get it started early, get on time, and do exactly what Matt Olson just did with that line drive into the Braves bullpen.
Yeah, you love to see it. Olson's got a five-game hitting streak going now, where he's got a couple homers there. His power numbers are starting to come around. Love to see what Michael Harris did over the weekend. That home run that he hit on Saturday was destroyed.
Got it.
Exactly what you asked for. Hit it in the chop house.
Yeah, man.
I mean, hit that thing 450 feet. That was an absolute tank from him. And then look, as much as, you know, Kelnick is in the conversation for the wrong reasons over the weekend, he had a nice game on Friday, too, and helped them come back and win that game in the eighth inning.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting contributions, you know, from the others and everything like that. But the most important thing, in my opinion, that's been holding them back that came true is the bullpen was all right this weekend.
Yep, they did a good job.
And the guys who you needed to hit.
That's right.
You know, and that's been the biggest issue in this losing, whatever you want to talk about early on in this season. So if you can continue to do that, I'm more confident in the guys hitting the ball than I am the relief pitchers right now. But still,
fair enough.
When you get that kind of performance from them and also the guys who you're counting on, you're going to win games. I don't care if it is the Twins. Yeah, they stink. Damn it, imagine how bad it would have been if they would have lost them.
Does it make you feel better that they acquired a relief pitcher named Scott Blewett?
Oh, damn. Bummer and Blewett.
Bummer and Blewett.
Don't pitch him on the same
Bummer
day.
Bummer and Blewett bullpen associates. That's two of the bad names you could have for relief pitchers.
Don't pitch him on the same day.
Hey, also, shout out to Alex Verdugo.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't talk much about him on Friday. Knew that he was going to be a part of it. Didn't know exactly he was going to be batting leadoff every single game of the series. But, yeah, 4-for-5 on Saturday.
Good for him.
Another hit yesterday. Hit the ball real hard a couple times on Friday night, too. And, look, man. At this point right now, with that spot until Acuña gets healthy, ride the hot hand.
Yes.
Like, unfortunately,
yes.
Michael Harris got the opportunity, wasn't doing great in the leadoff. He's back where he's comfortable in the middle of the lineup, and he had a nice weekend. But, yeah, look, I mean, if Alex Verdugo is going to come in here and do that,
Yankees,
you're hitting leadoff, dude.
Yankees, right?
Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Braves.
And Braves.
So the four best teams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at, like you said, the hot hand, because Ozzie, you know, I think last time he was lead off, that was probably we were pitching a lefty, I think it was.
Yeah, you get a lefty starter, Ozzie might
get up there. But other than that, yeah, this dude is, if he's going to give you that, you ride him to his cold, and then you ship him off and then try to put somebody else up there. Ronald will be back. He's down rehabbing.
Yep.
And when you say May, people look at, you know, May's in a couple weeks.
Don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Today's April 21st.
Yes. We got a long way.
May's 10 days away.
Yes. And then there's other days in May, so it might not be for another month. You think it'll be another month?
I don't know. I thought you were saying May's really soon.
Yeah.
You were saying May.
No.
Then there's 31 days in May,
yeah.
Right? 31 days
yeah.
in May?
Yeah. Okay. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, are we still looking May? Yeah, but like a month?
Right. That could be a week and a half.
Yeah.
That could be 5 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's the timeline I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Like, how long is he going to actually be out? You know, May's in 10 days, but, you know, like we said, there's 31 of those things now.
I like the lineup last night, though, just in terms of there's really only two spots right now where you kind of Nick Allen eighth and Jared Kelnick ninth. And even Kelnick had a hit yesterday, which is good. But if Verdugo's leading off, and again, ride the hot hand, I'm not sitting here trying to say that you've solved your leadoff spot with Verdugo, three good games, but he's doing fine. But you go, Riley Ozuna being back was great. Olsen, Albies, Harris, and then Drake Baldwin.
He's playing pretty good.
He's playing pretty good.
The young guys.
Another
the
homer yesterday.
The young guy showing up, man.
He goes opposite field. Both of his home runs so far have been opposite field, which you love young power like that. Like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't very long ago we were looking at the lineup. It was like, man, you got four guys, and the rest of these guys I don't know about because of injuries and all that kind of stuff. That's seven deep yesterday.
Yeah,
I feel good about it.
Can you stay consistent with it, though? That's going to be an ultimate thing, like you said. And, you know, there's a couple guys they have. You'll see, dog shine on, the light sun shines on dog ass every now and then. You get some of those performances from your shortstop.
My dog loves to lay in the sun.
Not mine.
The sun shines on Boone's ass all the time.
Not mine. Let me get back in his AC, bro. Not mine. Let me get back to the AC.
All right, so one of the other stories from the weekend was Jared Kelnick hits a ball hard, doesn't bust it out of the box. It's happened before,
yes.
And other guys have been benched for it.
Yes.
Obviously, Acuna got sat down for it a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
Ozuna got sat down for it a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. I think Ender and Ciarte got benched for that back in 2020 or something like that.
Okay.
So there's a precedent for it, but not Kelnick. They didn't bench Kelnick.
Yep.
What the hell? And then Ronald Acuna says, if that was me, I probably would have got taken out of the game.
Yes.
Brian Snitker got asked about that over the weekend.
I didn't have any. I mean, I don't do social media, number one. And I heard about it as I was walking to the dugout. I heard something was up, and then I came in and they said it was down. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know.
There you go.
All right. But no, Ronald has a point.
Well, he's correct.
He's correct. The thing with make Kelnick so bad is that he tried to stretch it.
Yeah, and he got thrown out.
He got thrown out.
Yeah, in a tight game.
Yeah, that's what even, made it even worse. We're talking about Kelnick and everything like that. But yeah, I didn't know nothing about the whole Ronnie tweet until late last night.
Yeah, before I went to bed. Yesterday.
Yeah.
And I clicked it. I was like, well, that's not real. Like, obviously, Ronald Acuna doesn't even really tweet.
Right.
Let alone that. Like,
right.
That wouldn't make any sense. But it was.
Yeah.
It was him. Which,
he's absolutely correct. The fact that Snick said he didn't see Kelnick do it was the funniest one to me. I was like,
yeah, that's not great.
That's not good.
What are you doing? What are you watching there?
Did like some sunflower seeds fall on your feet? I don't know.
Yeah,
is
Snit losing his edge?
No.
Because he pulled those guys out.
He got them out of there.
Immediately.
Yep.
And then Kelnick does it, and Kelnick's still in the game.
Yeah.
Maybe he cares more about what those guys do than he cares about what Kelnick does. I don't know.
I hope not.
Maybe Kelnick, he doesn't trust his, mentality to hold up to a benching. I don't know.
I mean, he knows his team better than anybody.
It is weird. It's just weird. Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of weird that the precedent had clearly been set before that when you kind of,
me know he couldn't have seen it.
I know.
But yeah, he probably did. If he said he didn't see it, then what's it up to?
Yeah.
But, because, like you said, the precedent has been set for what happens when this happens to other players and you don't do it to this guy, I have to believe that he didn't see it.
Yeah.
And then after the fact, it's like, oh, that's what happened. Okay. But yeah. Anyways, not gonna rain on my parade over here.
I hope whatever it is, because again, Acuna tweeted it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's something.
Yes.
Like he's thinking about it still. So that's something. I just hope they get it squashed. Like whatever they need to do to take care of that.
I think it'll be squashed without us knowing it.
Sure.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need you to tell me about it.
Yeah. It'd be.
You just got to get that taken care of.
Yeah. Because he's coming back.
You can't have Ronald Acuna feeling like he's being treated differently. Like in a bad way by the baseball team. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Completely understandable. But I think it'd be squashed. Like Sid said, I'm assuming that was yesterday. Hasn't talked to the young man or anything like that. We know you don't have social
Call
media
him.
Shit. Call his ass.
Call him. Yeah. Get him on a FaceTime.
Yeah. But I'm sure they'll find a way to figure it out. But yeah, I completely agree with Ronald Acuna.
He's right.
Yeah.
he has been pulled out of games for it. All right. Here is the way it ended. It's all over. Hawks fans, this is how it sounded.
We thank you again for listening all year long. Final score in overtime, the Heat 123 and the Hawks 114.
What the hell happened in overtime?
There it is. the Heat were like, to hell with this. Started playing a little bit harder on defense and stepped on the Hawks' neck. The Hawks also turned the ball over a couple times really badly. When Trey made that layup, though, to tie it, you never know.
Yeah,
you never know. They win this thing in overtime. That galvanizes them. They go beat the hell out of the Cavs, and maybe we're talking about that on Monday, but no.
No, it was hell of a shot by Trey, to get to the rack and everything like that, send it to overtime, and then you're like, okay. Because, our assumption coming into this thing is like, The Bulls and the Heat, they just ready for this to be over.
Guess not.
Guess not. I guess not.
Guess not.
Because they went in there, they came here, and they took the game from the Hawks into the Hawks season, and now you have an offseason, a lot of questions around this team. I don't question what's going to happen with their star player as far as Trey. I'm assuming that he's going to be here.
What questions do you have about the team?
What do you mean? What they're going to do as far as to upgrade this team? Because they got funds to do it. You know, they're not really cash strapped. I'm not saying they have all the money in the world, but they should be able to add some significant pieces to this roster, in my opinion. And I think the team wants to see what it's going to look like with the guy who was gone. I'm sorry, you know, the guy, the one of the main claws that got hurt early on in the season. What's going to be like that? So I'm sure they want to run all that back. I did see a lot of the things. I was watching TNT, saw that Dyson Daniels up for defensive MVP and most improved player.
Yep. Yep.
Obviously, Richey up for rookie of the year. So hopefully.
And Trey's up for clutch player of the year.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He is?
Clutch player of the year.
Okay.
Which I didn't even know was a thing.
And that was, but I was going to ask you about this because I heard it in the car about clutch player. Like,
or maybe is he not?
I don't know.
I thought maybe he was.
I don't know. They said Jalen Brunson. I thought, did Jalen Brunson win it already?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what my question to you was going to be. How long has the clutch player been a thing? Because I'd never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
They said Jalen Brunson. Did he win it?
It is an award that I was unfamiliar with.
Me and you both.
Because I saw a tweet over the weekend of, you know, season's over, but the Hawks players still have a chance at individual awards. And it was like Dyson Daniels, DPOY. I know what that is. Dyson Daniels, MOP. I know what that is.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year, ROI, I know what that is. But then it said CPOY, and I was like, CPOY?
What is that?
Coach player of the year?
Yes.
Clutch player of the year. Okay.
Good for them.
Yeah.
You get a trophy?
Sure.
Who's it named after?
Who would be Robert Horry.
Okay.
The Robert Horry clutch.
The Robert Horry clutch
performer.
Because I know in the
That's
MVP,
who I'd name
Yeah,
after.
In the MVP, Michael Jordan, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
This is all something they just started doing.
Yes, like, they did.
Sorry. All these awards they gave names to a couple of years ago,
yes.
And I have not acclimated myself yet to what the names of the trophies are.
Yes, but there are
Larry
a lot
O'Brien.
Of them. There are a lot of
I know
them.
That.
And that's the main and most important right there. That guy's
Hawks aren't going to win that one this
not
year,
Not this year. Not this year. We're building in the right direction.
I have to get them next year. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about that. There is one thing worth mentioning about the season being over now again for the second straight year. And then we'll talk a little bit more NBA playoffs as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.